variation of the borrow, one person buys, or you all pitch together to buy CDs, and then anybody has access to them. You can enjoy free downloads. So anywhere that you can get a free download and download as much as you can, go for it. Legally free downloads. Mm-hmm. Exploit the analog hole. I hate that fucking term.
Analog hole?
Analog hole.
Oh, I wiped that this morning.
Say what?
What?
I wiped my analog hole this morning.
Basically, when you hear a song on the AM or FM or on satellite radio, get it from there if you can get it without being, you know, interrupted. Nope, we got a call. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
And it's fun.
Will you stop that? All right, thanks for the call, Vert.
Okay.
So what Vert's basically saying is, what he was basically saying is that, you know, it's these different mediums, and what happens in the music industry tries to license like software, where software you know you don't own. You have permission to use it for, you know, a certain duration or for certain needs.
Well, that's exactly what you have now with a service like Napster or some of the other ones, where it's a subscription-based service, and once your subscription lapses, you're not allowed to use those
you're
files
not allowed
anymore.
To use those files.
They're disabled.
Yep.
Did you see what Showdown just put in the...
No.
In the, he said that if you set your DVR to record MTV overnight, then convert the files to MP3s.
Yeah, I mean, that's some people
but
are
MTV
doing that.
Doesn't fucking play music all the time. You're going to get a bunch of
MP3s
and dumb
real
bitches
world.
Crying and fighting.
All right, another one. Enjoy free downloads. Oh, yeah, the analog hole. And we also have alternatives. Buy more indie music. In other words, indie labels that aren't signed with the... excuse me, with the RIAA.
Guys like Take.
Yeah, exactly. Like people like John and we've had in the studio. Buy merchandise, not CDs or downloads. In other words, if you steal your music, but you want to make sure they get some money, buy their shirts.
That's
buy
a great
their
way
buy
to do
their
it.
Merchandise.
Hey, Candace.
Girl, what's going on over there?
We're being asked to show our boobs online.
Exactly.
Yes.
And I asked for $2,000 and somebody said done.
Like,
I was
done,
like,
that's
bring
all.
It down here in cash.
Actually, I was just wondering if you guys could just jump up and down a little.
It is,
that was
it is.
Only for my interview.
Damn.
Okay, so maybe two episodes after that, too. But. No, because when they
and
first told me, when they first told me what I told you to grab the microphone, yeah, they're kind of vulgar, and I just took it to, yeah.
Who's vulgar? Me? Never.
Yeah. All of us together.
Never. You're not vulgar as shit.
Another
she's got
way.
Trucker mouth.
Yes.
Totally.
Another way to support is, of course, go to the concerts. You know,
like how they
Chris,
completely buy
bitch. Yes,
they're like, forget it,
bitch. You know, quit bitching about the price of the tickets because those that money is going to them.
Yeah,
more just, than an album, more than downloading
well,
and
what's
buying
up with,
those albums.
What's going on with Ozzy's Ozfest for free?
Ozfest is going to be free from now on.
$45,000 to play main stage is what they're charging the bands. Yeah.
Wow.
It's great advertisement for the bands.
It
though.
Is. It is. But it just, it seems like.
And they're
like
not billing the bands.
It
they're
seems
billing the
like
label.
They better have some good fucking security, like better than normal, because that's going to cause so much shit. Drama.
How do you figure?
How do I figure? Because you have people going to it that don't normally afford tickets that are probably going to ruin it for everybody. Just like they did at the goddamn.
Woodstock. Yeah.
Well, they did fucking
hey, okay,
it.
You know, first off,
was Fred Durst's fault. He's
thank
a
you.
Cunt.
Well, why is Ozzy free this year?
Because they got sick and tired of the commercialism of it all. Mm. It really was getting out of control. Sponsor fucking crazy. So Ozzy
well,
said,
wait. The dude, Perry Farrell, that started Lollapalooza, I mean, even his stuff got commercialized. And he's like, worse than I am about that shit.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I think Ozzy's making a good I think there's something good going with Ozfest. I think it's a good idea.
Maybe they misunderstood Ozzy. Maybe he didn't say free. You know, he mumbles a lot. Tickets for what, Ozzy?
Maybe
much?
He was asking for a colostomy bag instead.
Exactly.
Need poo in a bag.
What's going on in the chat rooms here? they're all like, nothing.
They're conversing about why? Ginger's boobs.
No, they're conversing about me and Candace's boobs. And I asked for $2,000 and somebody said done. And I said, you're fucking full of shit. I said I wanted it down here in cash. And somebody said,
you know, you really.
Somebody said, see who's in the chat room and start a bidding war.
Nice. Okay, but here's the thing. Be careful what you ask for.
It could happen.
Because
could
happen. I may next week have about $130,000 to my disposal.
Dude, if you seriously next week, what's next week?
I'll be back next week.
You have to, too. That was the deal. It's both of us. Next week is plenty
I'm
of time.
Alone.
If you are here next week, I will so flash
dude, seriously?
My boobs.
Could you just bring in like 10 grand in, no, in ones just need, to show me what it looks like?
Sure.
I just need 2 grand to print the fucking postcards. I will sew whore me and her titties out for 2 grand. No, I said that was part of the deal.
For how long?
A flash.
Oh, that's not good enough.
Yeah, what are we supposed to look at you? Sit here and let you fondle our tits?
No, not at all. Let me negotiate this. Let me negotiate this. How about just long enough?
Because I'm a manager and I know how to negotiate too.
How about just long enough to play a little game?
What kind of a... No.
Where we take the cherries and you dip them in the whipped cream and we just try to chuck and see who gets better closer to the nipple wins.
No, fuck off.
No.
No.
I'm not asking to lick the whipped cream.
How is that fun? That's degrading for one.
Yeah, that's fun.
It's retarded.
Bam. No, it's fun.
Okay, so let's play fucking baseball penis. You can keep a heart on and start smacking fucking balls around and try to make baskets.
Okay.
Nice. Wait. How can you smack baseballs around to make baskets?
Zumanity guys do it backstage.
Oh.
Zumanity guys are all gay.
I don't care. They can do it.
If they can do it.
If you're sticking your cock in some guy's colon and you can smash a baseball around with it, I feel fucking sorry for the bottom. Oh my God. That's some craziness.
Ow. Foul ball.
Just a bit
what
outside.
What the fuck is going?
Okay. You know what? Let them do their thing. Aww. So I found this today. Now, everybody who goes to FARC knows that Duke sucks. It's just a common thread.
Yes.
Well, now we know why.
We're talking about the basketball team.
Yes, the basketball team Duke. Duke did get eliminated in the first round of the March Madness this year, the NCAA tournament. So now we know why Duke sucks.
All right.
Duke sucks.
I can't hear him.
Fuck that. Oh, shit! You see Harry, bro? Look. Keep this shit. The fuck's wrong with me? He's covered in fucking blood!
Get the fuck out. That's bullshit!
Yo, he got punched in the fucking face!
That's bullshit!
That's bullshit!
Fuck him up!
Fuck, man.
I'd fuck him up.
That was a fucking intentional punch.
I'd fuck him up.
I gotta do something about this shit. I can't take this shit anymore. I gotta do something about
this. Who is this talking?
Some dude.
Some guy.
Some video.
Some Joe Schmo.
Bullshit, man. Yeah, I fucking hate them. It's just bullshit.
I don't like not being a part of the cool kid club with the video on the other side.
This is why you suck. This is why you suck. This is why, this is why, this is why you suck. This is why you suck. This is why you suck. This is why, this is why, this is why you suck. Your shorts are super short, so we can see your butt. This is why, this is why, this is why you suck. Why play?
That is the stupidest thing.
Because everywhere, they awkward when they dunk. This is why, this is why, this is why you suck. This is why you suck. Your coach is a rat or ferret. Either way, he's hitting.
Are you dancing to this song? You know we're bopping.
It was a big shot, man. I ain't no player hater. But after that shot, he never was the same. 6 pro teams, his NBA career was lame. Another classic Dookie. Career was a blunder. His only claims to fame, he looks like Nate from 6 Feet Under. Redick is a bitch. Williams is a baby. Shia, close your mouth. I think Krzyzewski gave you rabies. You suck like Dickie V, who's always on your nuts. This is why, this is why, this is why you suck. You suck because you cry. Cheerleaders look like butt. But this is why, this is why, this is why you suck. This is why you suck. You even suck at rape. I know for a fact my boy Mikey got the tape. Your fans got no life. Camping out for seats. Old ass men dressing up like super freaks, holding stupid signs, paint on their face and hair. And whoops, don't look, there's ugly bitches everywhere. Coach K looks like Hitler. Oh shit, I think he's dead. Redick, fix your back knee. Sheldon, fix your head. And if you look real close, Coach K looks like a llama. You say his cat's not evil, why's he rolling with Osama? Stop yelling at the refs, you get every call. And why you got dude's face all on your balls? Back to those ugly girls, I'm not trying to be mean, but how you look like soccer moms at 19. It's tournament time, cough like you and roll a joint. Just had a wet dream, Duke lost by 50 points.
And don't try to make yourself feel better by saying we're hating because you're that good. You're just that fucking lame.
This is why you suck. This is why you suck. This is why, this is why, this is why you suck. This is why you suck. This is why you suck. This is why, this is why, this is why you suck. We out.
Yeah. Play this shit next year too.
Let them know, man.
You suck forever.
Yeah, it's really evident that Duke really does blow. I mean, they went out bad in the first round. It's not even funny. Y'all kiss my ass. I guess I'm the only guy in the room who watched the UNLV game this morning.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, because I was out house shopping.
It was actually it was
Bianca and Mikey said that they want to be our DJs.
Okay.
And that they'll bring the mosh.
Yeah, the UNLV game this morning was real interesting. It was great.
Why did they have a game on a Friday morning? Mm-hmm.
It's the NCAA tournament. It's March Madness.
Why did they have a game on a Friday morning?
They've been having games since yesterday morning.
Well, when it's in tournament time, they kind of have to put them all together within, like, what, 2 weeks, 2.5
yeah,
weeks?
Yeah, they have to put it together real quick.
Okay,
time.
How do you guys feel about, during the NWA fucking bullshit that was in town, did you watch the game that was on TV that they had the $20,000 a ticket for?
No.
You didn't watch the game at all?
No, I didn't watch the All-Star game. There's no reason to.
Did you watch it?
No.
The NBA All-Star
okay.
game? No.
Nope. They presented the players in such a ridiculous fucking manner. It was like a stage with showgirls right. and they were spotlighted. It was just, sorry, it pissed me off. It was so retarded.
The All-Star game really is all just about prima donnas. I mean, it's just, it's not even about the game. It's not about the sport. It's just about making a big show. And it's really stupid. You know, I feel the same about any All-Star game, whether it be, you know, the Pro Bowl or, you know, the baseball All-Star game or even the NHL All-Star game. It's just stupid. It's not about the sport and it's not about the guys who play. It's just about making a big spectacle and getting sponsorships for it.
Yeah, totally. And I think we've talked about this before, haven't we?
Yeah, well, I mean,
all the All-Star games are is just to showcase talent and to hang out. I mean, when you have most of the players who won't even go to the All-Star game because they don't want an injury to ruin their 20 or 30 or $40 million careers,
yeah.
You know, they're not going to go do this because all it is spectator, and that's what they're proving by not going.
Is it, you know, the same thing happened with the World Baseball Classic. It really could have been good, but it just wasn't done the right
well,
way.
Well, it was great for everybody else but the United States because the United States players, you know, they're like, oh, we don't want to play because, you know, we may get hurt and then we'll be out of our steroid-induced contracts for the next year.
Shit.
So, moving on.
Baseball's going to kick
ass. What do you guys
want
to talk about, aside from the little tittering you were doing
sports.
Earlier?
Sports. What do we want to talk about?
Hair and makeup and puppies and kittens. And
you're the fucker with all the kitten photos.
Do you really think that I talk about that shit?
Okay, look. The kitten photos crack me up. There's nothing
funnier. You're justifying kitten
photos. You know
what
cracks me up?
Can someone female call him a faggot, please?
No.
No.
I have a better vocabulary than that, thanks.
I love that word.
Yeah,
though.
But you're still on this show, which means you're really stooping to a lower level.
So it's fun.
Okay, I'm going to put the link in the chat room.
You're slumming.
As to why.
Dude, I slum. Are you kidding? All my gays tell me I'm slumming every weekend. They refuse to go out with me because I slum it.
You slum it?
Because I go to the Double Down.
Oh my
that really is slumming.
Yeah, well.
That's where my bands play.
Nice.
Now, did you put the link in the you put
yes,
the link
I
in
did.
The chat room?
I put the link in the chat
of
room.
All these fucking photos,
so everyone can see these. And
have you seen the photo with the sign on the side of the road that says "dead free cat" and it's dead?
Yeah, it's dead.
Yes. I saw that.
It's so funny.
No, aww. These are Mark was talking about earlier. These all kind of came from the
it's a fart
yeah
cliche.
Really oh really fart cliche, and now it's become so much more than that. Like the
okay, we're losing people here. What a fart cliche. Fark.com has these Photoshop contests, and someone took a picture of an owl that just had a face that was like it was saying oh
surprised.
Really or yeah really you
mm-hmm.
know
right.
they were using just these weird photos and then putting you know some text to it. Yeah, like what, Chris? Show
I
them,
can't see it from here.
Show them.
Yeah,
the,
let me.
He's hogging the computer.
It's his.
Hmm. Yeah, he's too busy on the computer instead of focusing. See, I love that one,
dude.
It's freaky.
So
they're
just funny.
Make me laugh.
They are funny. I won't deny it. But
no, they're
you're sitting there just paying attention to those,
dude. Come on, this it just makes me laugh.
I like that one. That's cute.
Have you seen the one where the cat's peeking in the roofs?
Ceiling cat watches you masturbate.
Yeah.
So
it's awesome. These. I don't know why these make me laugh.
No, they're funny because it's like okay, they finally found something useful to
do
with
the
stupid
little
photos.
The little Mexican wrestlers that look like mini Chewbaccas that are midgets and Nacho Libre make me laugh. Okay.
Yeah, those are pretty
okay.
funny.
Those are awesome.
So
I is an Ewok. No, I. I'm like amused by the simplest thing. My job is really simple. It's a lot of maintenance, but I spend a lot of time sitting waiting for something to break. So I find things like this, and I'm just sitting at my desk just dying. just cracking up, trying not to get in trouble because the corporate guy sits right in front of me.
Nice.
And it's,
oh, great.
It's just funny. And I just stumble into some weird shit. Like I found ConquerClub.com this week. No, it's not porn. It's
fire.
No, it's not fire. it's online risk, and I know it's bad.
What?
Yeah, it's online risk.
God.
Look, board games kick ass. Shut up.
Oh, my God. Right.
How many internet games do you play?
Not many. No. Internet ones I play. I play Conquer Club, and like
what's
every.
What's that?
It's the online risk. Way to pay attention.
oh, Conquer Club is risk.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Wow. We here at Spankwagon encourage all of our listeners to actually listen.
I think we should encourage our hosts to actually host.
I was listening, but I didn't. Shut up.
You know, every once in a while, I'll go on Yahoo and I'll play, like, I don't know, if I get bored, I'll play chess or I'll play, like, I play some online poker, but no, I mean, I don't spend a lot of time. Well,
did you guys ever play online pool?
Pool?
No.
You never did? It's so funny. Really? I swear it's just places for sleazy people to pick up other sleazy people.
Are you 14? Let's chat.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Totally. No.
It can be fun for a minute. Then I just want to go out and play pool.
Pool.
With sticks.
Wouldn't you rather play the real thing? It's not like it's that hard to go out and find a pool table somewhere. No. You know, it's every bar.
Yeah.
At least one. So, yikes.
Root Beer Tapper Showdown called it. That was a great game. You ever played that Root Beer Tapper?
Nope.
Root Beer
that
Tapper?
Was fun. Yeah, you,
what's that?
It's this cool game where you basically got like these nine bars and you're at the end of the bar and people stand at the bar and you're a little bartender and you have to go up and down. You have to grab little things of root beer and you have to slide them down and people start winding up. And if anybody gets to the end or if it falls and breaks, it's game over.
Huh.
That's an old ass Atari game too. Shut up. I'm easily amused.
You know, do you remember a few Christmases ago they came out with all those joke Christmas games, online games? The Santa bowling?
Yeah.
Oh, that one was rad. Mm-hmm. It's fun. Anyways, that's my extent of, well, Sims, well, but I don't play that anymore.
Don't feel bad. I played chess too.
See? There's nothing wrong with chess.
I never
chess
said there was anything wrong with anything.
I play it online and I just
every time
feel
I
bad.
Talk to you at night, you're like, I'm playing.
Well, I'm playing Warcraft always. Yeah. I mean,
and whenever Warcraft, I ask him, hey, we need to do this something for a show, I'm busy. Now I know what you're busy doing. No,
you know what
you.
Was Warcraft. Busy doing the other night? No, that was me being in an epic battle with my wife. That was, look, that was the night where we had to have the conversation, the sit down and is this relationship still worth it conversation. It was bad and it was stupid and it was all my fault because I'm neurotic, and I shouldn't be in a stable relationship. There's no reason I should have children, that I should have pets, that I should even have friends.
Somebody who just met you is shaking their head. That's nice.
Where did that come from?
Just, we were supposed to have a conversation on, was it Wednesday?
What?
We were supposed to have a conversation on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, where are you? And I told you, I'm in an epic battle with my wife, and it was me being stupid.
I don't believe that for a minute.
What, that he's stupid or was
he's a stubborn
do you want to hear? Do you want to hear what it was?
Yeah.
Let's hear
yeah.
it.
I didn't like the way she was pronouncing the word nuclear.
How is she pronouncing it?
Nuclear.
Nuclear.
Do you know how it grew? It,
that's not a big deal.
Nuclear and nuclear.
Who has?
I said something. It was taken the wrong way.
Do you know
and
what
then,
I say when I'm not thinking straight? Like, because, you know, that happens so often.
Really?
Instead of saying spirit gum. Spirit. I was really overwhelmed working and doing the special effects job, and I kept calling it spearmint gum.
Spearmint gum. Nice.
Sorry. I just had to throw that in there.
They're all like, why do I need to have Wrigley's on my face?
That sticky stuff that isn't semen on your chin. That's what I'm talking about.
You know what also is another good game? Have you tried Counter-Strike? I was addicted to that for a while.
I was addicted to Bedazzled for a while. Is that what it's called?
No, Bejeweled. Bedazzled would be the Andrew Dice Clay thing.
I loved Counter-Strike.
Yeah, Counter-Strike's a lot of fun.
What the hell is Counter-Strike?
It's an online game where you just shoot people.
Yes.
I always like to be the terrorist, though, because I always wanted to blow shit up.
Really?
Yeah, especially what is that, the Iraqi village level. I love that, running and fucking sticking those bombs down.
See, I wasn't the terrorist too often.
I love being the terrorist. Like, I used to play Unreal Tournament a lot. I was a big Tribes guy, like, back in the day. Tribes was awesome, but...
Nice.
Yeah, now it's all Warcraft and
That's where my brother plays now. It's all Warcraft.
Game's a lot of fun. It's a great way to lose a couple hours in a day.
That's how Sims was for me. But I didn't load it onto my laptop and I don't really care, nor do I have the time.
Trench, do you play any games at all?
No.
Not at
Why
all.
Why not?
I have ADD.
You have ADD?
Bad.
Oh.
And if I sit for too long, I start going a little nuts. So playing games requires a focus and a concentration that I just can't give. I don't play card games. I don't play board games. Really? I don't.
He's so funny. We're playing poker, and the guy gets bored three hands in,
Nuh-uh.
And just decides he's going to bet all his money.
I can't handle it. I can't do it.
Then what do you do?
He sat there and watched his wife play, got annoyed that he wasn't playing, borrowed half her money, came back into the game. And lost again.
Welcome to ADD. You know, that's not necessarily
ADD. I think it's also you just suck at poker.
Oh.
Well, yeah, that too. I'm not going to argue. Well, I'm going to say I'm great at it because I don't give a shit. You actually assume that I give a shit about stuff to actually be good at it.
I love poker.
I just don't care. So I mean, like I don't have the aptitude to care.
Poker in the front, liquor in the rear.
So, I'm just saying. You know, I just don't care. So,
you know, I almost
like
got
online games. I can't, you know, I sat down and played World of Warcraft for 20 minutes and said, this is the stupidest thing ever, and I started
going towards it. Maybe you could do it. You can't play a game like that for 20 minutes.
You don't understand. If I can't sit down and sit for more than 20 minutes, it's never going to happen.
Then try horseback riding.
I've tried that. It hurts like testicles.
Hell. Were you bareback? Or
no, I just wasn't in the saddle right.
The only thing he rides bareback is his wife.
Bareback. Oh!
Okay.
Oh!
If I ever get a chance to, which I probably never will. Then
I've got 25 horses. Come on over.
Okay, fair enough.
She's not joking.
Then
I still need to come over.
You're not allowed to fuck one, Trench.
I'm not going to fuck whores. I'm just worried I'm too fat for a fucking horse.
Did you say fuck whores?
Again,
you so said
you
fuck whores.
So do not pay attention to anything that goes on in this show.
I said fuck horse.
We were talking
I'm not
about horses.
Fuck a horse.
Horses.
I know you're talking about horses. I just told her. Oh my God. She's been talking to me about getting me to the farm to ride a horse for the last year.
Ginger
and I need
to.
Because I'm scared of them.
Oh, she's scared.
Wait, you're scared of
them.
Horses?
Yeah. Because of a kid thing. I used to ride them.
And yet you dated a man named Tex. Huh.
Okay. So what happened with the horses?
My dad was bucked off when I was like 12.
So it didn't actually happen to you?
No, but it freaked me out because my dad was like dead.
It's really not that bad.
Indestructible.
I've been through it all.
Those things, horses are big, dude.
Yeah.
They just freak me out.
I got miniature horses. I can start you on a little one.
I want a picture of Ginger on a pony.
With a party hat. She has to have a party hat.
This is a little party.
Fuck that, dude. I'll have a, what do you call the goddamn... No.
Or you can ride the Great Dane.
Yeah. What?
You can ride the Great Dane. My sister's Great Dane.
Jesus.
She's as big as a horse.
You say that, and she instantly thought something else.
You know, come here, doggy. No, I saw a Great Dane that was seeing eye Great Dane. This dog was bigger than the lady that he was guiding around. I'm like, no one's going to fuck with that dog
that
ever.
That is fantastic.
That dog is fucking huge. That dog, if it stand up, it'd be 8 foot tall.
The only thing better than a seeing eye Great Dane would be a seeing eye Chihuahua.
What?
Fuck me going, dog.
Oh my goodness. Chihuahuas. Oh my goodness. Well, it's been an interesting evening, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
We had boobies in the studio and hot. Girls, can we get you just to jump up and down a little?
No.
Where's Please? The money?
Fuck. I got a dollar.
That's it?
To jump up and down, dress.
If you'll just bend over, I'll swipe my credit card through your ass crack. I'm sure it'll accept.
It's a gold card.
Wait, is it expired?
No. Better not be.
This is talking like someone who knows these things and checks these things.
Or do you want the corporate card? You can have the corporate card. How about that?
Hey, there you go.
Corporate.
We found out I can go out and buy an entire satellite truck today.
Didn't we just talk about your corporate guy earlier that you're trying to be on his good side?
Yeah. Well, he's not here.
I don't think he'd be.
He's not here.
I can justify. No.
It was stolen.
Right.
And then swipe through some chick's ass. I don't know why.
Liar.
You don't know why?
I'm why?
See, that would
Chicken
be me.
Pie.
That would be me trying to justify. Wow.
And on that note,
no, let's go all the way to 8 o'clock.
No,
come on,
do it.
Triple dog dare you.
Ooh, you've been triple dog dared.
Right. You've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. This has been Spank Wagon Radio. Got a bunch of people. Wow. We got the jumping. Thank you. All right. I love my job. Got a bunch of people to thank. First off, LV Rocks, LVRocks.com for allowing us the studio space. Big thank you to all of our syndicates, Door From Hell Radio, Flash FM, Fox FM, and the KC Host Radio Network. Remember, if we're not live, we're in the archive. Check out podcast.lvrocks.com. And of course, we want friends. MySpace.com/SpankWagon. Big thank you to everybody in the chat room. Bianca and Co., Chizad, Choi, Lace, Showdown, Virtual One. And big thank you to all of our callers tonight. Also, a big thank you to our guest in the studio. So thank you very much, Candace.
Thank you, Adam.
And everybody, we'll be back next week.
Retards out.
What time? I don't know yet. I gotta. We just finished the show today. It's MJ's is a new bar opening up in town. It's the old venue called the Boston. It's completely revamped. It's beautiful. The stage is huge. I have a new secret.
I love the old Boston stage. If you fell through, yeah, it was a great night.
This is like they really did a good job revamping it. And we have a new burlesque star in town that's performing her debut for me that night. And I have one to two other burlesque girls that are doing awesome, awesome work. And then 2 to 4 bands. They're not solid yet. So it's going to be a good night.
Very cool.
That's awesome.
All right. We need to go ahead and cut to a break. So, Chris.
Yeth.
Say the word.
Spank Wagon Radio.
We'll be back.
You want me to play the music?
I got it.
Cunt.
It is a matter of the law. The law? The law? What law? Out on
Mother, tell your children not to walk my way. Tell your children not to hear my words, what they mean, what they say. Mother, mother, can you keep them in the dark for a while? Can you have a proper wedding world? Oh, mother, father, gonna take your daughter out tonight. Gonna show her my world. Oh, father, Lord, I'm bound to see her.
Concert from now on.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we're back.
I like that intro.
It was good.
That was nice.
Hi, boys and girls.
Well, we got a lot of people joining and quitting chat rooms. All right. Spank Wagon
Fuck you
Radio.
Too. We didn't want you here.
Well, we already put her on the spot last week. It was Bianca.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember if she's the one that didn't want to answer the questions or if she's the one that answered every
she
question.
She answered the questions and text messaged to me.
Ah, nice. Okay.
She's my friend.
Aww. Is she the one who distributes porn?
She's one of my twins. That's her twin sister. Yeah, her twin sister was the one that answered the question.
Yeah, oh, okay. We need the porn distribution happening in here.
We need the porn distribution happening in my house.
There's some porn distribution going on in my pants.
I'd like to invite you to a party in my pants.
Everybody's coming.
You don't remember that scene? Oh, you don't like Will Ferrell. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't like Will Ferrell. I like real comedy.
Oh.
Go back to Horror Island, you dirty pirate hooker. What did he call her? Dude, that'd be rocks. I don't care what you say.
Well, anyway, on that note, hi, boys and girls.
Right along.
So how are we doing this fine evening?
Have you found everything you wanted to find on the internet during the first part
of the show? Yeah, I found most of the stuff I wanted to find. I had zero prep time. You fuck off. Look, I've been an angry ball of hate and cancer all day. Do you really want to bring this out now?
Yeah, why not? It's called ratings. Because people love listening when you're angry. People, I don't know what it is. People love to know that you're angry. Like, if you're miserable and your life sucks, it reminds them how much better their life is.
We're really going to go there right now.
Sure.
It's going to fuck with me the rest of the show.
Absolutely.
Okay. My daughter's teacher is a fucking moron.
Wait, how did we go this route? I mean, I think this we go there.
This guy has infuriated me to no end.
Okay, why is your daughter's teacher infuriating you?
Okay, let's start off with the fact that the guy really is dumb. Like, the stuff that he sends home is filled with spelling and grammatical errors.
Okay.
So right off the bat, I know the guy's a BYU grad. So
you look cute when you're angry.
It's going to get really bad here in a minute. So he sends home this this explanationless sheet for a science project.
Okay.
And me being uber nerd, you know, science projects make me happy. And I'm like, okay, let's do some science projects. The thing said, it just says, what is your question or experiment? There's no directions or instructions or any kind of limitations on this whatsoever. So
thermonuclear war.
Actually, there was a brief discussion in the house as if we should do the splitting of a water molecule and wind up with a bottle full of hydrogen. That was summarily canceled by my wife. But so
I say you should light some magnesium on fire.
No, we should just take magnesium and drop it in water. That's even more fun.
No, not magnesium in water. Magnesium in water doesn't catch fire.
No, what are you two talking about?
You're talking about sodium. No, you're talking
about
sodium. Sodium.
You're right. Okay, so anyway, so I come up with a list of 10 questions that a fifth grade science project would be really great on. And the one that Thena picked and the one she liked is, what is nuclear energy? Which is great because it gives you the opportunity to do the always fun plexiglass box full of mouse traps and golf or tennis or a ping pong ball trick, which is awesome. And it teaches kids what a chain reaction is.
All right.
So we write this whole thing up. It's a three-part process. There's going to be the demonstration. She's going to do an artwork on how a nuclear power plant works and a giant research paper on all of it. And she's got 3 weeks to do it. It was going to be great. And I told her I wouldn't.
It was going to be great. So obviously.
It was going to be great. And I told her I wouldn't even start building this until she had at least gotten the research done on the paper.
Okay.
So that she knows what a chain reaction is. So this fucking douchebag comes back with this thing saying, oh, guess what? No, we're not going to be able to do this experiment. He tells my fifth grader in the class that they're not allowing models or demonstrations. And if she wants to do this experiment, she's going to have to bring chemicals in the class and kill the rest of the kids in the classroom.
What?
Yes, this fucking idiot tells my child that her experiment will kill her friends.
Mouse traps and ping pong balls.
No. She can't do that. She can't do a demonstration or a model because you know every other kid in the classroom want to do a fucking baking soda vinegar volcano.
Boring.
No. It has to be an actual experiment. So all these kids are going to be, will a piece of celery stuck in blue water turn blue? No. She can't do what is perchance one of the most informative and interesting experiments you can do without chemicals.
If you want. Get a hold. No. You want to scare the shit out of them?
No. You know what I'm going to do?
No. Shut up. You want to scare the shit out of them? You want to really get them going? Get a fucking Geiger counter and then bring in like little everyday items that are actually radioactive, like fire or like smoke detectors.
Oh, I know.
Buy 10 smoke detectors. Put all the fucking elements together. Have it say, okay, well, since I had to bring this in and here's a real piece, fucking find a lead box. Fucking fake a lead box. Say, here's the real thing. Open it up in front of them. Have the Geiger counter go off. And I know where you can get this stuff.
Oh, I know. No, this guy's an idiot. So the experiment's going to be proving string theory, which he's not going to understand.
Neither's a fifth grader.
No, that's the problem. The problem isn't that it's a demonstration. It's that this guy doesn't have the basic fucking concepts of science to understand what it is and won't be able to grade
it. Well, if he went to BYU, obviously, because they're a Bible college.
This guy is a fucking moron. I mean, seriously, did you have a teacher? Did you, any of you guys have a teacher that you just knew was stupid?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Everybody did. Everybody had that. Yes. Mine was a math teacher.
Math teachers are the fucking worst. They're assholes. I swear math teachers are Nazis. All of them.
I hope my father-in-law isn't listening.
Sorry.
Uh-huh.
They are.
But like, I had a math teacher. I mean, she was an old lady. I mean, ancient. Like, she was around when numbers were written on stone. You know, she's like, fucking two, tink, 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 plus one, tink, tink, tink. You know, she just couldn't get it. And she'd write down her answers, and they'd always be wrong, like one number wrong in every direction. It was really weird. But then she'd flunk me because I just didn't turn an assignment. I'm like, hey, you didn't teach me well enough. Well, it's not my teaching. You're not learning. No, I'm not learning because of you, bitch. So, yes, bad, bad teacher.
You know, it wasn't math for me. It was orchestra for me. If you didn't play right, he threw the baton at you.
What?
That's Ow. Awesome.
Yeah. Those things are pointy.
Crazy. Dude. Yeah, they're pointy. They stab you.
You must know how to play the flute.
No, I played the cello.
Cello.
The opposite. And if you didn't play right after he told you this is how it's done, and if you didn't do it right, you got the baton thrown at you.
Okay, wow. So physical violence in school.
Yeah.
Everybody flip to the September page of their calendar and picture Miss Hottie here with a giant piece of wood between her legs.
Well, it's even funnier to throw the baton right back at him.
Oh, yeah.
You aim for the eyes.
Yeah, I got suspended for a couple of days on that one.
Right on.
That's awesome.
Never mind that. It was okay for him to throw the baton at me. You know.
See, now
but
you
it's
just,
not okay for me to throw it right back at him.
Now you claim it's a phallic symbol and you get him fired for sexual harassment.
Hey.
I could have done that.
You know?
Wow.
I could have been like my uncle. Let me tell you something about my uncle.
Oh, boy.
We all call him Pirate.
Arr.
Okay. And let me tell you, he's actually really freaky looking. He's got fiery red hair and yellow eyes, naturally.
Pirate Steve.
Okay. Naturally, yellow eyes. So it kind of freaks you out a little bit. But anyway.
Does he glow?
Well, he did get pulled over once. And when the cop tried to ask him what color his eyes were, he said yellow, didn't believe him, stepped out of the car, took the flashlight to his eyes, and literally made him jump back. Had to write it down. Okay, really? He's got yellow eyes. Great.
He just glows into a walk into a black light and just the eyes are fucking staring at you.
He likes the Sex Panther t-shirt.
Ooh. But no, you know, when he was in school, he was a tough kid. Back then, they used the great big paddle. How lovely.
With the holes drilled in it.
They use that in my elementary school.
I have one of those at home.
Well, the teacher was telling my uncle to knock it off. And he wouldn't, so the teacher was going to grab the paddle out and said, all right, let's go. Well, Pirate says, you know what, Teach? He goes, I'll make you a deal. Now, by this time, I think he's fifth or sixth grade, you know, so what do you figure, 10 to 12 years old.
Right.
He made a deal with the teacher and said, you know what, Teach? I'll tell you what. I'll pull my pants down and I'll let you whale me as hard as you can with that paddle, only if I get to do the same to you. Now, what do you say? Well, the teacher went ahead and said, all right, let's do it. You know,
oh,
so
no.
He took Pirate out of the classroom and says, all right. So Pirate bends over, has the pants, well, you know, pulled down, and the teacher kind of winds back and whack.
Oh, that sucks when they catch
and
the backside of the balls.
And Pirate didn't say a word. He kind of does that, like it hurts.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, all right. And he goes, now it's my turn. So the teacher turns around and goes to bend over. He takes the other end of the paddle and wows it right into the nuts.
Ow. Nice.
That's awesome.
I would have stuck it up the guy's ass.
That's so awesome.
The teacher just about cried bloody murdered, and Pirate was expelled for a while.
Teacher probably wasn't doing much better either.
No, but still, that would have been awesome to see. So I only got to throw a baton. I didn't get to kick any nuts
throw
or anything
a baton.
Like that.
Wow. You know, and why would an orchestra instructor, you know your life is pretty much in the ruts when you're an orchestra instructor.
Because he was stupid.
You know, what am I doing in my life? I'm doing this, you know? Everybody's hoping for the Mr. Holland's Opus kind of life, and it ain't happening.
That's exactly who he was.
Dude, I went to my brother.
Who you wish he was.
I went to my brother's play last night.
Mm-hmm.
Nine-year-olds in a musical.
Oh, Jesus.
With headsets and attached microphones.
What? Oh my God.
Dude, this guy.
Over-tech, do you think?
This guy thought he was fucking. Dude, no. It was the 1950s version of The Princess and the Pea musical. Musical, okay? I couldn't even understand what the fuck these kids were saying when they were speaking and singing. Well, because the mic,
language.
They had to push the mic to their face because they're so little to get it to get any of their voice.
Right.
And on top of that, they were all nervous. And it was just, oh my God, I felt so sorry for those children.
It's all Ewok.
Well, and then the lead girl, the princess.
Great. All the kids are going to start going yub yub and start screaming at the end of the
play.
Well,
the princess, they don't know what Ewoks are. What?
I could show them.
Stock Cruzak, Chris.
I could show them, too.
Where do you hide your Ewok?
Michael Jackson's black. But
it's all in the voice box. Yo, 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 yo.
Holy shit. That was not one of my sound effects. And that was not RoboDick. No. I'm sorry. What the fuck just happened?
That's just Ewok. I can show him how it's done.
Wait. No one listened.
No one was ready for that. We had the music up. Okay,
oh,
wait.
Sure,
oh, please.
No, please. Could you do this again?
What should I say? Or should I just sing it?
Sure.
What should I sing? What song should I sing with it?
Anything.
It's
that
a
comes
small
to
world.
Mind. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
So you guys are laughing, but
I know what you're thinking.
Murphy's getting a chubby.
I know how those voices, how those sounds are made, and I know the kind of tongue and throat control that takes.
Well, do you also want to talk about your tongue and throat control?
Wow.
Turn the music down. I need to hear this.
Do you now?
Where's your
No. Okay, so the first time I met her, I'm working with a photographer that's done the calendar that is kind of a dirty, dirty boy. And we start working together, and the conversation came about that she's about to tell you. And my mind is like, she's talking about it, and I'm just going 50,000 miles a minute thinking about all the dirty questions I wanted to
ask
her.
You know what, though? Let me just say, before we go in the story, I'm hearing that, and I'm going, you know, there's one point where her and her boyfriend are being all intimate and ready to get going. She just does that voice and stops everything cold.
No. That would ruin the moment. I don't want to ruin it.
Penis shrinky.
I don't want to ruin it. I don't want to ruin the moment. Okay. Sorry. Tell your story.
Which one?
The throat. You don't want to tell your throat story?
The throat control story? What?
The throat control story.
The one that's going to make your feet all sticky in a minute.
Oh, my throat problem. I have been diagnosed with throat spasms. I have been dealing with this problem for quite some time, over 10 years. And the best way I can explain what throat spasms are is anytime you go to swallow a solid. Well, it could be a liquid. It could even be water. But when you go to swallow things, you feel like you're choking on it. You could be eating a pizza, you're trying to swallow it, and you feel like you're choking on it.
Right, okay.
And it's horrible. You can barely breathe, and yet you have to remain so calm at it, because if you start panicking, your throat starts squeezing up, and then you're like, okay, I'm just going to pass out and die right here. So you
learn. Then there's no more resistance.
So eventually, over time, you just learn to be able to relax your throat and to keep breathing, even though it's hard because you feel like you're literally gagging on every little thing. And yeah, it eventually goes down, but yeah.
Okay, so now the obvious questions are going to flow. So you're going
May
down.
May I?
He's so excited.
How
just
do you suck
him.
Cock? Other than carefully and with a lot of love and affection.
Well, I guess I better leave that one up to my husband. I guess he can tell you better.
He's a lucky son of a bitch. We need the number and we need it now. God. I mean, is it difficult for you to perform oral sex, or is it just something you deal with?
Well, you know, he is quite large, so it is pretty hard at times.
God damn, this guy's my fucking hero at this point. Holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
He's awesome. Carl's a good guy.
Yes, he is.
Carl.
He is the love of my life. He is my best friend.
Hey, kids, get off my lawn.
Carl.
They don't know what to say.
You don't happen to have a shake, speechless. A lump of meat, and some fries live next door, do you?
No. What?
I'm just so giddy right now. I can't even do my Carl impression. It's great.
You know the whole fact of the matter is, though, is, you know, you got to think about it. It's like, well, wait a minute now. She's going, all of a sudden, she's going to fucking die. You know, she's like, he's got to think that, oh my God, I just killed her with my cock.
I would die happy.
True. Very true. Well, no.
Your eyes pasted shut.
She so did.
I would die happy.
Slightly panicked, but happy. Interesting.
Yeah. Wow.
All right. Moving on.
Fantastic.
Otherwise,
I had someone text message me, and I told her to call in because she told me a story about her teacher.
Okay. As a matter of fact, why don't we say this to everybody right now? We want to hear your teacher story, so give us a call, 1-866-587-6257. Give us a call on that toll-free number and tell us your shitty teacher stories, because everyone has them. What was yours?
Mine?
Yeah.
Fuck.
She blew the teacher and he still wouldn't give her an A?
No, I never did that. I was a good
I
girl.
Got a C.
I never did that. I don't have a bad... I have a...
Were you not allowed to hate your teachers?
No, I fucking hated all my teachers. Half of the time I didn't go to school because my friend was chugging vodka and we just ditch.
Nice.
She had it in her locker. It was awesome. Go Bengals! What the fuck? What was it? Okay. I was high. I ditched one period. I went back to art class. Of course, I gotta go back high. Our sound guy, Con.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He is friends with the guy that used to tease me about smoking weed when I wouldn't do it back in the day. And I walked into class high and I sat at a table with all of them and he started making fun of me. And I kneeled down and put my arms up on the table and I kneeled into spit and I didn't know. That's a gross story. I don't have any asshole teacher stories. I really don't. I have stories where I was in like Disneyland jail because my friends were shoplifting. But the
and did you get sucked into the bushes?
No, dude. They have Disneyland jail. It's awesome. I know. It's rad.
Well, what did we notice? Like, Disneyland security is like ninjas.
There were 8 of us. So we all got pulled in by our school security because we were there for a school field trip and all the girls were shoplifting. Mm. And I happen to have all my receipts, which I don't usually do. I just stuffed them all in my pockets that day. And the head of security that I know from school, she was like, you know, they thought you were the ringmaster. And I kept telling them, you're a good girl. You just hang out with the bad girls. You're always caught in the middle of it. And I was like, what's wrong with these people? Like, they so thought I was in charge of all the shoplifters.
How do you steal
I can just see it, too.
Disneyland.
Can you imagine? Ginger's like, you hit fucking Fantasyland. You Tomorrowland, make it yours. What the hell, ringleader?
I could totally see that. That'd be you just have that evil maniacal bit about you. Let's where you're see. Not willing to get your hands dirty, but you'll sure enough get somebody
else. Ginger, no. Megalomaniacal. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I do.
No,
I can't. I do have that side of me, but I leave it alone. It's
well,
not
let's,
nice.
Let's think about this.
Sometimes
I like my karma. Sometimes.
Because I mean, you're in charge of your calendar project and your the pinup models. I mean, you're good at bossing people around, right?
She's awesome at it.
See, there you go. Hey, we got a call.
But I'm not mean
about
it.
And I'll announce it this time, no matter who. All right, Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Bianca. What's up?
Hello. She's one of our twins. You haven't met Candace yet.
No. Hi, Bianca.
Hi. How are you?
Fabulous. And yourself?
Totally awesome.
Trench, do you ever get the feeling that this isn't our show anymore?
Dude, no, yeah, we're going to have a show in Boulder City.
Really?
Yes, and you're coming.
Sweet.
So you can meet Bianca.
Woohoo!
Woohoo, yay. So, yeah, I had this teacher who threatened to pull out a gun on me and my sister.
What?
Yeah, she was our theater teacher, and we were doing the Wizard of Oz when I was in high school, and the play was, we weren't done building the set, and it was already the day of, and so after class, I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to go and help, you know, build the props, and I tried to go in there, and my friend Aaron was all, Miss Klein doesn't want you in. I was all, what? And he was like, yeah, Miss Klein doesn't want you in here, and I was like, what a bitch, and I guess she was in the back, and she heard me say that, and I went back, like, an hour before the play was supposed to start, and she, like, I guess she told other students that I'm going to go pull my gun out of my car. And then the cops came. My mom tried to fight her. There was all this shit going on.
Oh, my God.
All on the opening night of her big play.
Yeah. And I mean, all of the girls, everyone was crying. We all had makeup running down our faces. But then she ended up not showing up to class for like the next couple of weeks. And when she came back, we had a protest. And we said, we're not going into class as long as that woman's in there. And so then she got fired because we wouldn't go to her class.
We won't act. We won't act.
That's awesome. The school. What school is this that they actually listened to you?
It was at Boulder City High School.
Oh. I'll be damned. Something out here in Nevada. Wow. Yep.
Fantastic.
The crazy thing was, she used to always talk about how she was a kindergarten teacher.
That's scary.
I mean, I can only imagine what the hell she was saying to those little 5-year-old kids.
Listen to me, Timmy. You're going to sit down, you're going to fingerprint, I'm going to stick my thumb right up your ass.
Oh, and then later on, she told the cops that she's all, I didn't say I was going to get the gun to shoot them. I said I was going to get it so I can shoot myself.
Right.
Oh, that's so much better.
So much better.
What?
You're really painting that picture of mental stability there. Way to go, ass wipe.
She's a dumb fucker.
And an employed dumb fucker, so.
Craziness.
So remember, don't put it in your mouth. You'll likely just shoot yourself through the jaw. Put it underneath the chin. You'll do more damage.
Are you guys at your poker game?
What?
Are you guys at your poker game?
What poker game?
Don't you guys have a poker game on Fridays?
My husband does with all of his stupid friends, but I don't know if they're going to do it tonight.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the call.
Thanks.
No doubt.
Nice to meet you.
Sweet.
So that, wow. Teacher threatening. We had a couple bad teachers. Like, we had, I remember we had this one English teacher. I don't remember his name, but he was a real asshole. And, like, in the, what he would do is he would, it was really gross, too. In the winter, he would take off his socks and dry them on the vents on the heater in the classroom. It was
that's
really
disgusting.
Gross. We all bitched, but no one ever listened to any of the students. Well, he would also then ask the student, hey, could you go get me, fill up my mug with water? Every time, guaranteed, toilet water, used or otherwise, always guaranteed. So, I mean, it was turnabout's fair play.
I don't really have any bad teachers.
Where did you go to school at?
Everybody Bonanza.
Were they all fucking nuns?
No, I just was a brat. I mean, if they pissed me off, I ignored them. It was, yeah, that's pretty much it.
I had a molester for an ROTC teacher.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. Out here at Shap.
Time for naked photos.
It was bad. It was at Shap, and his name was Mr. G, and he was retired Navy, and of course so
seaman.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So he always liked to have the pretty girls as his yeoman, which is like the secretary, and yeah, he always picked the pretty girls. And after graduation, like three of them came up and said, "Yeah, he likes to stick it in the ass." They all fucked him, and whoa. Yeah, he went right for the butt each time.
Oh my God!
Ginger's favorite, I know. Yeah, went right for the.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
She's a molester.
I just.
We
had a gym coach that we joked around was a lesbian because she'd always like, watch the girls. Yeah,
that was my PE teacher.
Yeah, I don't think I really have any other stories.
Miss White, junior high, she was a lesbian. She'd always look at and I don't.
Which
know how
junior
to
high did you go
it.
To?
Gosh, I went to three different junior highs. I went to Swainston. Becker and Lead.
Where's Swainston?
Oh, shit. I have no
For those of you not in Las Vegas, this means shit
right?
to you.
No, I don't have. I can't
I swear
you
everybody
right
went to Becker.
It's over there by Cheyenne High School.
Becker.
Okay.
I went to Woodbury.
Roughly around that area.
Woodbury? But,
Woodbury.
I didn't go to any of them here.
I didn't go to
so
junior
ha.
High here. I didn't either.
I was born and raised here. I'm a Las Vegas native.
She is a native.
You're number 28.
I am?
Yes. That I've met since I've moved here in 99.
Yeah, but she's hotter.
Aww.
Hottest.
Okay.
Aw, thank you.
And now Carl's going to kick her ass and run his Camaro through the downstairs. And
he doesn't have a Camaro.
Shh, it's a joke.
He did.
Have you ever seen Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
Yeah, I love that movie.
Okay,
TV show.
How are you not getting the Carl joke?
Because
then?
I don't pay attention to it. I just listen to it and I'm fucking working online.
I'm going to cry.
Working online.
Don't cry.
You know what?
Working online.
I know
Dear
what you're
MySpace
doing online.
Friends.
Oh.
I want to be your bestest friend in the world. I want to share photographs and other things with
fuck
my new bestest
friend.
Fuck
off and fuck off. I have at least 20 fucking friend requests every day on Lucky Betty's, not to mention on mine.
That's
so on
awesome.
Each person, I have to add them, plus add a banner so I can push Lucky Betty's even farther, plus post bulletins, plus answer to fucking emails, plus do
my... Is there
my,
any way to make them
minute,
by
I'm
calendar?
Not done.
It's a lot
plus
of work.
Do my submittal for 2008, which is retarded right now, thanks to me. Plus, I'm going to get ready to start researching shit for stores and researching props because I'm doing everything myself. So don't talk to me about my MySpace being just for your friends because it's not. It's a networking tool and I use it. So fuck off.
Yeah, you beat me to it.
Tool.
You said tool. That's pretty cool.
That's why do you think when Murphy asked me to take over the spank web in MySpace, I said no.
I didn't want you to take over the whole MySpace. I just
because
wanted you
I
to post the
bulletins.
Because
I spend like hours on MySpace. When I get off MySpace, I'm happy. That's why when I go out of town, I'm going to leave my fucking cell phone in my car and go to the beach. With nothing electronic.
Very nice. Hey, by the way, in the chat room, Bianca and Mickey, you must have been a loser if you're an ROTC.
Why does my chat room not work?
We're in both. There's two of them. There's LV Rocks and Spankwagon. We have two
why
going.
Do I? That's not very nice.
I'll fix it. Shut your hole.
Fucktard. That sucks.
Listen, whore. You're lucky I even come over there and don't put you in the fucking gay porno rooms, okay? So shut your ass, sit there and look pretty. Do what we pay you to do.
Number one, you don't pay me. Number two, you like to come over here because you can look down my shirt. And number three.
Fuck that. I'm doing it from here.
Okay, but he likes to stand over my shoulder. You know what?
Oh, I love it. You know what? I have to publicly apologize. We talked about this earlier, but I have to apologize. We all went to dinner after the show last week, and we were damn near sexually harassing her at dinner. It was bad. It was really real bad.
And we were at the Best Western on Las Vegas Boulevard in Washington.
Oh, with the greatest waiter
ever. He was rad, super flamboyant. Nice. Oh, it was awesome.
Spilt his caramel on my shoe.
And we're not meaning a metaphor. It was caramel. Yeah. It was caramel.
Actually, technically, it would be Big Daddy's caramel.
That's
but
okay. That's just dessert for later.
Dude.
Lick my toe.
Yeah, he was ultra gay and really funny. And, yeah, but it was
gay.
She was being verbally molested the entire time. It was fabulous.
No, we didn't think the whole time. Like, we were picking like apart 60%. Her love life. I mean, we
Everybody
were absolutely
picks
picking
that
apart.
Apart.
Like we're experts, you know.
Yeah, but it was also a big ego boost for you.
Now wait a minute, that's a little malice in that laugh. You're married, ah, suckers.
No, that's not what I meant.
What did you mean? What did you mean?
I'm just going from the conversation we had last week that I'm still reeling from your life.
It's not that bad.
It's not that bad if you're happy with it.
Thank you.
Okay. But for me, I would kill someone.
Don't kill. That's bad.
Damn. Though.
Don't tell me to shut up. You don't fucking you can do pay me for what? Anything. You can fuck off and die.
You know what?
That was like 3 years
ago. You're lucky that I like you, and you're lucky that you're Irish, and you're lucky that you're an asshole. So
you know what?
Fuck
off. Feel free to take whatever we pay you and double it.
What?
Feel free to take what we pay you and double it then.
That's retarded.
That joke is from last week.
I don't get paid anything.
We tried to pay you in semen, but you just couldn't swallow the load.
You know what? Number one, we haven't gone there. And number two, I wouldn't. So.
That's right. I forgot. I'm not allowed to get it anywhere near your face.
I told you. Oh, fuck off.
Can you just imagine? She puts on like a fucking
hairnet
to protect her hair during sex.
Yeah, they think it's so funny because they want to like pay someone to come in my hair.
Just fuck the bangs
somebody
up
Somebody text
royally.
Messaged me, you suck. So I text messaged them back. I said, no, actually I swallow, but you haven't figured that out yet.
Nice.
I was proud.
What did they say? What's the response?
I don't remember.
You don't read.
Fap, 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 fap.
What?
Nothing.
What?
Fap. The hell is that?
What's that?
That would be the internet term for masturbating.
Do you know what I did? I went
to I am a loser.
Starbucks.
Learn something new every day.
I went to Starbucks and I got a caramel macchiato and I wasn't thinking
straight. That's the only thing you get.
I know. I was with my little brother and I wasn't thinking straight, so I meant 2% milk. I meant 2% milk and I said soy. Oh my God, it was the nastiest fucking thing known to man. I drank like 2 drinks.
Yeah, because soy milk doesn't taste like milk. They put vanilla in it.
I don't drink soy milk. Yeah. That's why.
I would have went back and got another one. Why'd you keep it?
Because I was driving to Brady's play.
Oh.
And Brady was laughing at me because I didn't like my coffee.
Aw.
He's so cute.
He was
fighting with his girlfriend during his entire play. It was awesome.
Aw.
They kept arguing and they were holding hands and she yanked it away from him and he started chewing her ass. It was so funny.
Dude, when did this become bitch chat?
About 5-10 minutes after we started. I'm just, you know,
I'm just
like,
filling the space. Okay, you're the one that chewed me out.
You know, not only filling the space, but you're obviously not looking at ESPN or pulling up anything. So thank you. We do need to go to a break, though. Take a quick couple songs. You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
We'll be back in just a moment.
Why do I not?
If I could undo all the wrongs that I've caused, fall to wasted all my chances. Lost my faith and took for granted this life and precious one chance. The whirlwind I'll reap. If I could undo all the wrongs that I've caused, fall to my knees, pray for swiftness and just, for I'm just a fool, a fool driven to dust.
Shopping all the trash compactors on the detention level. My backpacks got jets. Well, I'm Boba. This is one thing that I was going to wait a while before we talked about. Maybe we'll talk about it now so you can think about it. Because you all, we all have to make some kind of plans for ourselves. It's a free concert from now on.
Alrighty, folks. Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us online, spankwagon.net.
Spank Wagon!
Don't forget, for Not Live, archive, podcast.lvrocks.com.
And the chat room is open 24 hours a day. Come on in, say howdy.
Yep, actually, the Spank Wagon chat room, by going to spankwagon.net, clicking on the cam and chat, actually, the little hidden beta chat, that'll bring you into our chat room. You
can
hang out.
There's too many chat rooms.
No, there's only two. There's
when you're semi-computer literate, it's just frustrating too much.
You're not trying hard enough.
That will not be on my fucking tombstone when I die. I'll tell you that right now, motherfucker. Ginger will not. No.
Ginger tried enough.
Ginger did more than fucking try. She did.
Are you?
What did you say?
Said try harder. Try again.
Right. So.
Anyway.
Wow, I need to car crash myself on that one,
you
don't
do.
I?
You do.
I don't have a car crash, so.
Earth crash?
The car?
Never mind.
Car crash.
See, Mark's acting like he doesn't know what I'm talking about, but he's an ONA fan now, so he knows what getting car crashed is.
No, I don't. I have not listened that. I mean, I listen only a little bit here and there.
By the way, I know you've got news in your hand, but did you hear that Vegas is the kickoff point for the Traveling Virus 2007 comedy show?
What's the Traveling Virus 2007
well,
comedy show?
Well, let's go
show?
To... Opie.
Oh, we're pitching someone else's stuff.
No, I gotta say, I'm upset about this because
are you selling out?
No. I'm a big Opie and Anthony fan.
Like,
everyone knows.
Like if any's cocky's going to suck, it will be theirs.
No, that's no, because I know where Anthony's sticking his cock, and there's nowhere going near that. But the Traveling Virus is a really cool comedy show that they do every. Well, they started it last year and it's going this year, and they're starting it this year is kicking off here in Vegas, and they're kicking it off at the Joint over at the Hard Rock. Which only seats 1,500 people. So you've got this awesome comedy show coming to Vegas in a
at the Hard Rock.
At the Hard Rock. Yeah, there you go. And it's there are only 1,500 people you can get in there.
What happened to the fucking...
Though that Beecher's is something else entirely. This
but
is,
it's at the Hard Rock.
No, Beecher's is no, kind Beecher's of all over the place.
This is a one-night thing. This is a is a one-night show. And the comedians so far that are confirmed, Jim Norton, Joe Rogan, Louis C.K., Frank Caliendo, Bob Kelly, Rich Voss, Otto and George.
Twitchell's?
No, Twitchell's won't be there.
See, that's the one we want to get in.
And Ralphie May's coming. But here's my problem
Fuck
with
Ralphie
it.
Fuck Ralphie May.
I don't know what they're talking about.
Dude, I like Jim Norton. Anyway, the tickets are going for $75 to $100 bucks each.
How much?
$75 to $100 each.
Wow.
And like, for me, unfortunately, that's too much money to pay for a comedy ticket. And for a lot of ONA fans, especially people that live here in town, that fucking sucks.
$75 for a comedy ticket?
Yeah.
That's
Isn't
not
that
bad.
Isn't that kind of going rate?
No.
I mean, to go see fucking Ka, it's like $120.
Yeah, but that's Cirque du Soleil. Where,
I know,
you know,
but I'm
where
saying,
not only will they rape you, but they'll make you question your sexuality.
But going
at the
to
end
see
of it.
Tool, how much was Tool at the Pearl this weekend?
I want to say it was one something.
Yeah, so
it was 125.
Vegas.
But there's a difference between a comedy show and a concert, though. I know, and the tickets are so outrageous prices here anyway. But like when I went and saw Rogan, I saw him at the Riviera, and it was $20 a person. When I saw Carrot Top for the first time at the MGM, it was $45.
There's
bucks
someone
a
to
person.
Make you question your sexuality.
Carrot Top, yeah. Carrot Top. Needs to stop wearing makeup.
I know. I think the guys. I like prop comedy. Anyway, it's just you know a show that honestly should be for you know the working mass.
Yeah, but look at how many people there are. They got to make their money.
I know. It just sucks.
You just got to, you know, you just got to buy the ticket if you want to go see. You got to buy the ticket.
I can't buy the ticket.
Then don't buy the ticket.
I'm not. I'm going to try and win tickets and then
you know
you'll
be able
happen.
To fucking download some shit off of YouTube like a week later.
I know, but I'm actually going to, you know, placate myself by getting as many of their comedy DVDs as I can and watching them that night.
Is it Tool this weekend or is it done?
I thought they were done, but
when was the show? I thought it was this weekend.
Tool?
Or was it the 14th? Yeah, they were here at Pearl at the Palm. Palms.
I guess I missed that
I can't.
One.
Yeah, I can't even think because I don't think they've been in town for a year.
Yeah, I promise they're here.
Last time I heard about them being in
the
town was a year ago.
Sale. The tickets went on sale over a
I know
month
Papa
ago.
Roach was here.
Yeah.
No, the Pearl is the new venue at the Palms.
In the Playboy Tower?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they were here this weekend.
Huh.
Because they sold out super quick, as usual. Anyways.
Tool always sells out really quick whenever
no,
they come
yeah,
to town.
They do. No shit. All right. So moving on. We actually got a great... You know, we're talking about the music and stuff, and Chris sent me this article on 12 ways to boycott the RIAA, which I, you know, totally support, because anybody who's been a listener of Spankwagon Radio knows that we complete. I guess this is going to my anti-government.
Yep, there you go.
Shit again.
Get out the tinfoil hats, boys and girls. It's time for a trip down conspiracy lane.
Come on. Here, look, let's look at these statistics. You read this article, I'm assuming.
I did read the article.
Okay. Statistically, they have here 20,000 people have fallen victim to the RIAA lawsuits. So that's 20,000 customers. That's 20,000 people that could be buying CDs that they're alienating. Among the victims, or among the people that were sued, was a single mother raising two kids. The single mother fought the RIAA and won. So they turned around and sued her kids. They decided, we're not going to get the money out of the mother. Let's sue the kids. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Wonderful. And these are the people we're supposed to, you know, buy records from. RIAA has sued a dead man, and they've also sued a family that has never owned a computer, you know, because they have that trustworthy information. Mm-hmm. Now what they do is, instead of going through the courts, they try to get the ISPs to shut down the customers.
Yeah.
Also, they're going after people who have open Wi-Fis, whether they're doing it intentionally or not. So open wireless networks, they can shut them down.
Why?
Why? Because that's how people can download music illegally.
That's retarded.
They're stupid. It is nothing more than fear tactics to get money because people aren't buying CDs anymore.
I look really spooky with the computer in front of my face. Like, ooh. Hi. I can do it now. Yeah. How can they be allowed to shut down open Wi-Fi if you're not even fucking near that shit?
What they're doing is, let's say I have an open Wi-Fi. So if someone were to use my Wi-Fi to download music illegally, I'm the one that's going to get sued because I'm the one that it's going to show it came from.
Because it's not locked.
Right, exactly. That's what they're trying to do. It's ridiculous. The RIAA is acting like a government agency, and they're not a government agency.
And they are getting slapped around a little bit in the courts. They're
getting slapped around a lot, but it's not enough to stop them. So here are 12 steps on how to boycott the RIAA so you're not buying music that's paying for them. Step one, which is my all-time personal favorite, buy used CDs. Mm-hmm. Used CDs don't show up in any record sales. They only show up in that particular stores or that particular place's money, and doesn't give anything to the artist, but it also doesn't give anything to the RIAA. Get into vinyl, variation of the above. If you want, buy some vinyl, because they sell records in vinyl at record stores, stuff like that, but also buy used.
But it's hard to find good used CDs anymore.
Where do you go?
Dude, I don't even know anymore, because FYE took over Warehouse.
Right.
And does FYE sell used records?
FYE does not sell used. And I know, like, here in Vegas, we had Odyssey that was okay.
It's gone.
But it was open 24 hours. That
Big
was its only saving
gone.
Grace. There's Zia right now, and that's the only
that's
one.
That's right.
Which is over near Rochelle and Desert Inn? No, Eastern.
Well, you know, I thought when I was in GameStop
probably does too.
GameStop, and they're starting to do used CDs, I think.
At a game store?
Yeah, well, they've been doing used DVDs for about 3 years
then
now.
Then I should take a shitload of CDs down there.
Mm-hmm. Why, is there a new Sims expansion out you need?
I haven't seen Sims
we
in
have,
a while.
By the way, we got to digress for a second here. Bianca wants to see your boobs.
No.
Okay.
Bianca, you fucking know better. Is that Bianca or is that Mike?
Does it matter?
What if
it's a wonderful request.
I'm not flashing my titties.
Ginger, what if I want to see your boobs?
Too bad.
What if I want to see them?
Too bad. I'll show you in the bathroom.
Oh.
Haven't I shown them to you?
No.
Because they're pierced.
They're what?
Shut up, dude. Don't interrupt.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, I feel a little left out. Mine aren't.
I haven't shown them yet. Let's go. Let's go get it done tonight. Come on.
Yeah, come on. Let's go. I'm ready. Let's do it.
Candace's booty. Yeah, anyways.
Candace is fabulous.
You know, I have friends that have them pierced like that.
I've seen that. That looks painful.
Right? That freaks me out.
For those of you that aren't here in the studio to see, she just made a little crisscross pattern with her fingers.
Well, you know, being around with my tattoo and piercing artists, oh my gosh, I got to see every piercing on the face of this earth. And let me tell you, probably the worst one I've seen is the Prince Albert.
Yeah.
No. What about the taint?
Oh. Oh, yeah, no, that's bad too.
That would just be hard to sit down on.
Dude, right? Ow. No, thanks. I can't lean over.
Tight
fuck
jeans.
It, I don't care. I can't read. I'm trying to share
yes,
the computer
lean,
with her.
Lean over.
And everyone's like, oh, I can see your boobs when you lean
come
over.
Come on, lean. Lean. I'm watching the camera myself.
Lean over like that.
Oh, come on. Well, no, that worked too.
She cheats. All right, Mark, fill us in on the rest of this.
All right, other ways to boycott. I don't know. I'd like to keep going. That anywho. Borrow your records. So if you have friends who buy the records, you know, borrow it from them, rip them, and enjoy them. So borrow them.
Here's some beads.
other ways, form a buying club. In other words, it's a variation of the borrow one person buys, or you all pitch together to buy CDs, and then anybody has access to them. You can enjoy free downloads. So anywhere that you can get a free download and download as much as you can, go for it. Legally free downloads. Mm-hmm. Exploit the analog hole. I hate that fucking term.
Analog hole?
Analog hole.
I wiped that this morning.
Say what?
What?
I wiped my analog hole this morning.
Basically, when you good hear thing. A song on the AM or FM or on satellite radio, get it from there if you can get it without being, you know, interrupted. Nope, we got a call. Spank.